key message overall was that crime was up in most categories, but in particular, crime was up in especially in theft crimes, and that's reflective in most regions. I suppose for your listeners, in particular, I had a look at the Donegal region or county in terms of the recorded crime, and the trends in Donegal reflect what's happening in the state. You know, theft crime in Donegal in the last 12 months to the end of March of this year was up by 61%. Fraud and crime, for example, you know, unauthorized transactions or attempts to get your personal information online, that was down by 53%. And that reflects what's happening in the state overall. I suppose the other interesting fact is that burglary crime was down in Donegal. It was slightly up for the state, but it's nowhere near what it was prior to the pandemic. But I suppose things like pandemics change a lot of things. So they're the key things that emerged from the results yesterday.
And indeed, the sections that it has increased in does relate to the concerns that Gardaí are raising here in Donegal as it relates to theft. But in terms of burglaries, there's many campaigns running, and in terms of drug offences as well. So the figures reflect that also, which is good to show that there is progress being made.
Yes, controlled drug offences overall were down by just about 1%. They were down by 12% in Donegal. Burglary and related offences actually stayed the same in the northwestern region. So burglary and related offences were the same in the northwestern region that they were in the previous 12 months, but they didn't change much over the state for the state either. So I suppose we report the numbers on recorded crime, but we wouldn't privy to the operational measures that the Gardaí are taking, which would impact on the level of crime as well. I suppose another thing that probably could be considered in relation to fraud crime is that, I suppose, as with time, people are becoming more educated about the types of scams that are out there, how they can be caught. That may also contribute to a reduction in fraud crime as well.